So as we mentioned, that we are at the end of the 10-week cycle, towards the end, the first three haftars before Tisha B'Av were the Gimel de Parnusa, the three of punishment, and the seven following Tisha B'Av, beginning with Shabbos Nachamu, are called the seven haftaras of Nechama, that give comfort to Klal Yisrael over the Churban. So the question that the speaker had was, wouldn't it make more sense that as we enter into the Yomim Noiroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Chodesh Elul that we're in the midst of right now, and we're trying to do tshuva, wouldn't it make more sense that we should enter it through the Gimel de Parnusa, through the three of punishment, of crying, of avelus, of mourning? And that would be a good prelude, a good introduction into doing tshuva for the Yom Noroim. This was his question. And the answer that he gave is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Hazorim bedima berina yiktsoru. Those who sow with, they seed with tears, they will merit to rejoice. Hazorim bedima berina yiktsoru. They will harvest with joy. So what he was answering was the following, that the 3 weeks of Parnusa are an introduction, but they're not the goal. The goal is the pasuk that we have in this week's Parsha, which is Parsha Kisavoy, and the pasuk says, Tachas asher lo yavadeta, es Hashem Elokecha, besimcha uvetuv levav meirov kol. The entire tochecha, the terrible punishments that this week's Parsha speaks about at the end of the Parsha, what is the main Avera that causes all of these punishments? Is this the not fulfilling this mitzvah? You didn't serve Hashem in a state of simcha, of joy. Uvetuv levav, good heart, meirov kol. There are many pshatim which we're going to discuss on this pasuk, but the simplest pshat is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Bo'od shehoyu l'cha kol tov. You had everything. Hashem gave you everything, and yet you didn't serve Hashem in a state of simcha. You should have been so happy in your ability to serve Hashem, and you had everything. There was no reason why you shouldn't be, and yet you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. So we say it every day in davening, in Mizmor L'Soda, we say, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, that there is a commandment to serve Hashem with joy. There's a question in the commentaries whether the simcha, the mitzvah of having simcha, is a separate mitzvah all by itself, or it's part of each mitzvah. In other words, every mitzvah that I do, part of the mitzvah is to do it b'simcha. I light Neroi Shabbos, so there's a special, there's a halachas, how a woman lights Neroi Shabbos. One of the specifics of the mitzvah is to light Neroi Shabbos b'simcha. The husband says Kiddush on wine. So one of the aspects of the mitzvah of saying Kiddush is to do it b'simcha. So that's a question. Is simcha a whole separate mitzvah? In other words, when I say Kiddush and I do it with joy, I fulfill two mitzvahs. I fulfill the mitzvah of saying Kiddush, or the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris for Shabbos. That's one mitzvah. And if I did it b'simcha, in fact, I am Mekayim, I fulfill a second mitzvah. Or is simcha part and parcel of each mitzvah? One of the components is simcha. Either way, but there is definitely a mitzvah to do mitzvahs in a state of joy. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So that's what this speaker said. Hazorim b'dima berina yiktsoru. The goal is to harvest in joy. How do you get to joy? So we go through. That's how Tammuz and Av are an introduction to Elul and Tishrei. Because first, in order to harvest with joy, you seed with tears. In other words, first you have to go through the mourning, and you have to go through the tears, and you have to go through the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And which is not only the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know if we'll have time to get to it, but the Beis HaMikdash represents the Beis HaMikdash that's destroyed within ourselves. As the Al Shech HaKadosh says, Va'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, the Pasuk says in Parshas Truma, You should build a Migdash, and I will dwell bisocham amongst you. It should have said, build a Migdash, and I, Hashem, will dwell in it, bisocho. It doesn't say bisocho. It says bisocham, in you, in Klal Yisrael. So the Alshich says that when you build the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, the purpose is not the building of the Mishkan itself, and the Shechinah should be in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose is to take the Shechinah out of the Beis HaMikdash and put it in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash that every person has. Every person is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the Avelus, we go through, what did we lose from that Beis HaMikdash during the year? From last Rosh Hashanah until this Rosh Hashanah, like I was just speaking to HaMashgiach, he says, this company is great when you start the kosher program. As he said, it's like Elul and Tishrei, everybody gets charged up. As the kosher program gets along, they start petering out, like we do, unfortunately, after Sukkot, we start going back to our old ways. We get a charge, a high, and then, unfortunately, we slip back. The goal is to keep the high level that you started at the beginning, to keep it throughout the whole year. So the Tammuz and Av is what I lost during the year, and I mourn over the loss of that Beis HaMikdash within myself. And then it comes along Elul and Tishrei, and then the process is to do tshuva. Tshuva means you take a 360-degree turn. You strayed from the path, and now you're shav, you come back. Tshuva comes from the word shav, return. You return to the path where you were originally, and how do you do it? The goal is not to do it through crying and through mourning. The goal is to do it besimcha. That's what we said in this week's parsha. The whole toichicha, the terrible calamities that befall the Jewish people, is for this reason. The Torah pinpoints one central reason. Tachas eshaloy avadatos Hashem alekecha besimcha ubetuv leivav meirov kol. That's the whole cause of all the terrible calamities that befall the Jewish people. So we start with dima, hazorim bedima, with tears. That's not the goal. The goal is the shiva and the chemta that we're in now. The goal is Hashem wants you to return, to capture back what you lost, and to do it the opposite, to do it besimcha, and the more you return to your madrega that you were, the more besimcha you'll be. So the goal is simcha. The way to get to the simcha, you have to go through 3 weeks of mourning and tears to cry over what you lost. But that's not the goal. So I want to speak a little bit today on this mitzvah of Tachas Asher Lo Yavaretz Hashem Alekecha V'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Meirov Kol. There are a number of very beautiful pshatim on this pasuk. One pshat that I saw was, you know why you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha? Because it was always Meirov Kol. You had most of everything. Rov means a majority, but you didn't have everything. When Yaakov met Esav, after many years, they were both describing what they had amassed in life. And Esav said to Yaakov, Yesh li rov, I have a lot, I accumulated a lot, a majority. Yaakov said, Yesh li kol, I have everything. The Esav was, he had most, but he still, Chazal say, a person doesn't leave this world having fulfilled even half of his desire. A person is a millionaire. He desires to be two times a millionaire. If he's two times a millionaire, maybe he's even thinking about being a billionaire. In other words, a person is not satisfied unless he's on a high madrega like Yaakov was. Yaakov was satisfied. Yaakov said, I have everything. So what was the reason that the Jewish people were not happy? Tachas Hashem, because since Lo Yavaretz Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Meirov Kol. Because you know why you never got happy? Because you were always missing something. I don't have this, I don't have this. Why don't you look at what you do have? Why aren't you happy with what you do have? You're always looking what you're missing. The little bit that you're missing, that makes you unhappy. And that's what a person has to work on. Another pshat on this pasuk is that Tachas asher lo yavadetos Hashem lekecha. You didn't serve Hashem. You did averis. And not only did you do averis, you did the averis besimcha uvetuv levav. You were happy when you did the averis. If a person does the averis and he at least krechs, he sighs, he's sorry, oy, I did an avera, that's one madrega. But a person to do an avera and he's happy, he's proud he did an avera, that's terrible. So according to this explanation, your loy avarita, your not serving Hashem, was done in what way? It was done besimcha. It was done in a happy mood. That's a terrible tragedy. There's another pshat that says like this. Taxes shalom evadus Hashem lekecha b'simcha meirov kol. That means that you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha more than any other precious thing in the world. Your simcha, your happiness that you're able to serve Hashem, should have been greater than anything else that there could be in the world, and you didn't reach that level. The Arizal, they bring down, he said that he was zocha to ruach hakodesh. The reason was because he did mitzvahs besimcha, with happiness. And he did it with more joy than even feeling that he was in Gan Eden. Even, forget about all the materialistic things that would make a person happy in this world. But he did it more joy, even the spiritual joy, than getting Gan Eden. That's how happy he was with doing mitzvahs. And the Jews, unfortunately, when the Tochas comes about, it's because the Jews did not come to that level. Let me expound a little bit on this pshat. This is brought down by the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim says a beautiful mashal. He says that imagine if a person is going to a king, or in our times, we'll say a president. And to explain what the Chofetz Chaim's marshal is going to be, I'd like to say over a story that Rabbi Weinreb says very often, and he, in fact, just now we had the Ask OU conference, he said it over when he greeted everyone. He came once, I think it was, I believe he said it was Purim, or either it was Hanukkah or Purim, and the president's assistant at that time, he's now the chief of staff, was somebody who's he's a Jewish person called Bolton. I forgot his first name. I think there's two Boltons in the Bush cabinet. Not the ambassador to the United Nations, but he's now the chief of staff of President Bush. So President Bush, this Mr. Bolton said that the president would like Rabbi Weinreb to take for all his grandchildren, I think it was Shlachmanis, and he wants to give him like a bag of M&Ms. And these M&Ms are special because they have on them the seal of the president. So Rabbi Weinreb says to this Mr. Bolton, thank you very much, and please tell the president. So Mr. Bolton said how many grandchildren you have, and that's how many bags of M&Ms you'll get for your grandchildren. Very nice. He says, please convey to the president that my logo is also on it. So Mr. Bolton said, I don't understand, maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said, the President of the United States logo is on each M&M. So Rabbi Weinreb said, yes, I understand what you said, and please tell the President my logo is also on it. So he said, I don't understand what you mean. He said, this is an OU product. Rabbi Weinreb told him that each box of M&M has an OU on it. So he looked at it, he said, hey, you're right, it's there it is. But then he asked them, what is, it says, since it's dairy, it has a D. He says, what's the O-U-D? So Rabbi Weinreb said, well, one thing I could tell you, it doesn't stand for Democrats. So what is the D? He said, the D means it's dairy, since it's dairy. But then Rabbi Weinreb told him that which Rabbi Weinreb always says, that the OU is not just kashrus, but the OU does many, many other things, and he went ahead to tell Mr. Bolton all the things that the OU does besides kashrus. So, and later he said over that he met the president himself, and Mr. Bolton apparently had told the whole speech of Rabbi Weinreb over to the president, and the president said, he said M&Ms, and he says, I know it's not just kosher. He learned the drasha. So it's a very nice story. And it's exactly, I believe, what the Chofetz Chaim is talking about in the Sefer Shem Olam. The Chofetz Chaim says, why is Rabbi Weinreb so proud of this story? Because the President of the United States, who has many important things on his head, but he found it significant enough to hear that the logo of the OU is on everyone and what the OU does. So Rabbi Weiner was saying that his organization has the President of the United States is machshevit. He's considering it important and he's speaking about it. So that's a tremendous kavod, not only to Rabbi Weinreb personally, but to the organization that he represents. And that's why Rabbi Weinreb, I've heard the story often from him, he repeats it because it's a legitimate source of pride that you're being considered by the President of the United States. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if that's how we would feel, if we come to a Boser V'dam, we come to a president who, may he live long, and even if he lives to 120, he's out of the presidency in a couple of years, very short, around two more years, and he's not going to live forever. But yet, because he has the power right now and he's president, so everybody is proud if he stops to speak to you and he listens to what you have to say and he thinks it's important. So that gives you a sense of pride. So imagine that we have the chance in our davening that we stand in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is here forever, who's eternal. And Hashem also, every person who davens to Hashem or every person who does a mitzvah, Hashem is proud of that person, and the Chofetz Chaim brings down a Zohar that the Malach Gavriel, every night when a person has finished his actions for the day, the Malach Gavriel says over in front of hundreds of thousands of Malachim in heaven, he says, do you know what this and this person did today? They did this and this great mitzvah. They davened with kavana. They, whatever act the person did is said over by Hashem, by the Malach Gavriel, to hundreds of thousands of angels in heaven. So it's not only that Hashem sees what we do and hears what we do, what we speak about, but he's proud of it when it's a good thing. And he's mefarsim it. That shows the fact that it's said over. It shows that Hashem considers it valuable. So if I would feel by the President of the United States, I'd be ecstatic. And he says, even let's say I'd have other problems, but in my moment of ecstasy, of feeling so happy that the President of the United States took time to listen to what I have to say, and he's machshev, he considers it important what I have to say. So Allah has kama v'kama, certainly, by millions of times more, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is doing that to my action, so how much besimcha, how ecstatic should I be when I daven with kavana, when I do a mitzvah? I should do it with great joy. And unfortunately, we don't think about that. The Chofetz Chaim says, how many times a day or a month or a year does a Jew think of that? If he would think of that, if we would be able to remember this one point, so all our actions we would do with tremendous joy. So when we daven and we do mitzvahs, we have to think, what I'm doing now, Hashem considers chashuv, and he tells other people, the malachim, about it. So that should give us a tremendous sense of simcha. So, but that's only if we do it, that it's miroif koil. It gives us joy because it's more rewarding than anything else in the world. If we would feel that way about Hashem, then in fact there's nothing in this world that could give us similar joy. And if we don't, that unfortunately, that then the toicha comes. If we're not machshiv our mitzvahs and our davening and our learning Torah, in such a way, then Chas V'Shalom, the terrible tragedies come. So this is, I think, a very important lesson that we should always carry with us, and it will, in fact, enhance all of our Avodas Hashem in a great way. The Mesha Chochma says a very interesting pshat on the Pasuk. It says in Pirkei Avos, Eizehu Oshir Hasamech Bechalkoi. Who is rich? Not someone who's attained billions of dollars. That's not a rich person. A rich person is a person who is happy with what his lot is in life. And he says to himself, I am whatever I have, that means that Hashem found me worthy to give me what I have. There are people who have a lot less than I do. And if this is what I have in my life, it means Hashem found me worthy and He gave it to me, and I'm tremendously happy that whatever Hashem, I'm mistapek, I'm satisfied, I'm not looking what the other person has, I look what Hashem granted me and found me worthy to receive, and that gives me joy. So it comes out that I'm an usher, ezeu usher, hasameach b'chalkoi. I'm happy what I received. So it comes out, according to the Torah view, the simcha of a person, his joy, is the cause of feeling, I got Roif Karl, I have, Hashem gave me everything I need in life. How do I feel Roif Karl? Ezeu usher, who is the one who feels rich? Hasameach b'chalkoi. What has to come first? First has to come the simcha. First you have to feel satisfied with what Hashem gave you and rejoice that He felt you worthy to receive whatever you have. That leads you to feel that you're rich. Eizehu asher, hasameach b'chalkoi. So the first stage is the simcha. I feel satisfied and joyful. And then comes Roif Karl. Then comes the ashiras. Then comes the wealth. But your simcha was the wrong way. You served Hashem b'simcha. What did your simcha come from? Your simcha came me'roif koil, from having a lot. In other words, that's the American society. We are a consumer society. What gives us joy? Things. They say over Rav, there's Rav Soloveitchik, Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik. So he says, he gives a shmooze on the parsha. So he says, in America there is a vocation or something that people fill their times with. It's called shopping. There's such a thing in the world, shopping. So you don't even need anything. Let's say you go into a store, you're shopping. So the Madison Avenue has drilled in our heads, in every magazine we read, in every radio advertisement that we hear, and if we see television, it pounded over and over and over and over again to buy, buy, buy. That's what America's built on. So our joy, you're feeling down, go buy something, you'll feel better. So it comes out that our simcha comes Me'roif koil. Our simcha comes from having things. That's not the Jewish viewpoint of simcha. The Jewish viewpoint is just the opposite. The Jewish viewpoint is you'll have everything if you'll be besimcha what Hashem gave you. Eizeu asher hasameach b'chalkoi. First has to come the sameach b'chalkoi, and then you'll feel that you're rich. You'll feel that you're an asher, not the opposite. So that's what the pasuk is saying. The toichecha, the klolus came. You didn't serve Hashem with simcha. But maybe you'll answer, yes, I did. I was very happy. I just got a brand new car, a brand new house. I'm happy. No, that's the simcha that's me'roif koil. That's the simcha that comes from having things. And the real hashkafta of the Torah is just the opposite. Is that I have everything because I'm besimcha what Hashem gave me. So maybe we should be zocha to serve Hashem b'simcha. We should feel the story that the Chofetz Chaim says, how fortunate we are to serve Hashem, and that Hashem is machshiv everything we do, and He tells people, He tells the angels about everything we do every day. So if we think of that when we do something, we'll do it with a tremendous sense of simcha and ecstasy, and that's the way for us to do tshuva and to approach the Yomim Neroim in the right way. And the epitome of the whole Yomim Neroim, what does it end with? It ends with Simchas Torah. After Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which are the days of awe, the Yomim Neroim, that's what it means, days of awe, of which we have fear and trepidation. But as the Meforshim say, that's tshuva meyira. There's two kinds of tshuva. There's repenting to Hashem out of fear, and there's repenting to Hashem tshuva me'ava. The highest level of doing tshuva is not out of fear. The highest level is through love of Hashem, through simcha that we are zocha to serve Hashem. And that's why the epitome, the final climax of the whole 40 days of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the final climax is at the end of Sukkot, Simchas Torah. Because the goal of our whole Avodas Hashem has to be, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha.